Welcome to Triple M's Money Talk, where we investigate the financial issues that affect you. And with me, it's a good morning to Russell Tim from Moneylink Financial Planning. How are you, Russell?
G'day, Neil. Nice to be in again.
Now, with the end of June now just 7 weeks away, I suppose it's time to talk about superannuation. There's some good tax deduction opportunities available.
Yes, there is. It's that time of year again. Super contributions offer some very attractive tax concessions. They're popular with high income earners, of course, and people tend to become more interested in using super to advantage as they get older and are keen to build their retirement savings. But younger people should consider super too, and at least put in some small extra amounts.
When you're young, it's easy to forget about super. Retirement is decades away. You've got other priorities like raising children, paying off the mortgage, and super is tied up for the long term. So it's hard for young people to think that far ahead.
Yes, true. All those things are valid, Neil. But even small contributions can earn valuable tax refunds now and provide a big benefit at retirement time. Compound interest is very powerful over the really long term. So a small contribution now, even $100 a month, will grow to a large amount of money in 30 or 40 years. An automatic deduction from a personal bank account will hardly be missed. We quickly get used to having a little bit less to spend.
Okay, so let's just go over the rules then. Employers must pay 9.5% super contribution on salaries. So I guess if someone's earning, say, $80,000 a year, the employer's just putting in a bit under $8,000. How much extra can they themselves put in?
Well, Neil, each person can put in up to $25,000 of total tax deductible contributions annually, and that includes the employer amounts. For a person earning $80,000 per annum, that's $7,600 of contributions. Therefore, that person could put in up to another $17,400 if they could afford it. If they did that, it would be tax deductible and potentially earn them a $6,000 tax refund. Now, that would be useful.
Yes, indeed. So a person earning $60,000, let's say, has an employer paying about $5,700. And they could put in as much extra as they like, up to $25,000 in total. Now, there are different ways to do that, aren't there, like salary sacrifice?
Yes, contributions can be by salary sacrifice, a deduction from pre-tax pay each payday. You arrange that through your pay office. For example, the person wanting to put in $17,400 could request a pre-tax salary sacrifice super payment of $334 a week, and that would reduce their after-tax take-home pay by about $219 a week, and that might be affordable. I'm sorry if that sounds a bit complicated, but it is important and useful to understand how this all works.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. If you start sacrificing a regular amount each week, you won't get much into super in this financial year, though, will you? There's only 7 weeks to go.
Yeah, true. So here's an idea. Some people could consider sacrificing all of their pay for the rest of the year. If they have savings in the bank or a partner who's earning enough to pay the bills, why not give up all your salary into super for the next 7 weeks?
Okay, self-employed people could always make lump sum contributions and get a tax deduction, but now everyone can do that, can't they?
Yes, Neil, everyone under age 67 and up to 74 if they're still working. The money must be in the super fund on the 30th of June to qualify for the deduction. Most funds have instructions on their websites explaining how to do it, and you also need to complete a tax office claim form. The best part is that some of the contributed amount will come back as a cash refund when you do your tax return.
And if you're a bit older and have some savings in the bank, that could be invested long term. Super is a good place to put them.
Yes, it is. With interest rates extremely low, super funds are likely to earn much better returns than cash in the bank. The tax on the earnings inside the fund is also lower than personal marginal tax rates, so that means higher returns. The long-term benefit is an improvement in your retirement living standard. Of course, smaller contributions are also a valuable strategy. Another way to get extra into super is also to sacrifice overtime payments, bonuses, things like that.
Okay, you mentioned compound interest before. That is the key, isn't it?
It really is, Neil. Yeah, based on typical past fund returns, a sacrifice of $100 a week for 20 years will add about $180,000 to your retirement benefit. Do it for 30 years and you'll end up with something like $400,000 more in retirement. Isn't that amazing?
It certainly is. Thank you, Russell.
Thank you.
And Russell Tim is a representative of Moneylink Financial Planning Proprietary Limited, an Australian financial services licence holder.